Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Join me, Chanel Danton, on the search for truth and guidance through conversations and content around the cosmic moments that can bring about exponential growth. You are invited to discover tools and techniques to manage challenges, master transitions, manifest abundance, and live your best life. The time for cosmic moments is now. Welcome. Today we're going to be speaking about this full moon in Leo. Now, there's been a few questions coming up around Aquarius and Leo, confusion. Okay, so I'm going to clarify it here. We're in the Aquarius season, but we're experiencing the Leo full moon on the 28th of January 2021. Now, let's take a deeper insight, a deeper reflection into what this actually means. First, touching on the Aquarius season. Aquarius is an air sign, so it's a very thinking sign. It's very much in the cerebral space, very much in the air. We overthink things. We may become very stuck in mind chatter. So during this time, it's important to practice your meditations to calm the mind chatter. If you head over to Insight Timer, I'll put the link in the show notes, and you can access my free guided meditations to help you with some silencing of the mind and letting go of that which no longer serves you. And the Aquarius is also about raising the collective consciousness. So we may be in a very cerebral space of overthinking. It's important to do your embodiment practices, movement, and dance, swim, whatever you need to do to just shift energy. It's important to do it during the Aquarius season to stay out of the mind and more in the body. Now, let's take a deep dive into the energy of the Leo full moon that's upon us on the 28th of January 2021. I do love sharing these insights because I feel that when we gain insights into what's happening in the cosmic field, we're able to tap into those energies collectively to best manage our emotions and to harness the cosmic potential available to us personally. And when we do this, we're able to rise up to the best version of ourselves. We're also able to feel supported through this, through the collective fluctuations of the cycles. And so instead of being run by our emotions, we're able to manage our different emotions. This, let's take a look into the emotions of this Leo full moon. What can we expect? Think Leo, think fire, think passion, think leadership. You will have access to a newfound fiery focus. It will support you in stepping into spaces of self-empowerment. You may feel a new level of courage and confidence. And if I were you, I'd grab it with both hands. If you've been wanting to try something new, step out of your comfort zone, make new friends, or even find a new place to call home, this is the time when you are most cosmically supported in doing this. As long as you practice leaning into this lunar cycle with an open heart, which we'll speak about later in this podcast, and if you use your tools of self-tracking to gain self-respective insights, this full moon can be very encouraging and very supportive. This full moon actually is supporting you in birthing new creative projects. Now, normally full moons are a time of shedding and letting go of what does not serve us. And new moons are the time when we birth and manifest new ideas and new creative projects. However, the energy of this full moon is fiery, it's powerful, and it's a go, go, go kind of energy, which supports us in birthing and creating and stepping forward with whatever we are holding in our belly of fire. If that doesn't resonate, it is also the time when we'll have confidence to become truthful and honest with ourselves in taking this reflection around what do we actually need to let go of. We can finally take this fiery energy and let go of limiting beliefs that are holding you back from shining your true, authentic self and shining your light, or moving out of a comfort zone that does not serve you. And I hope that makes sense around how, although it's a full moon, we're still moving into a new direction with this energy. If you're taking time to do a full moon meditation on your own, if you're not a Cosmic Moments member or part of the 21-day mind shift, what I can offer you is to focus on the chakras of the heart and the solar plexus during this full moon ritual, working with this Leo full moon energy. If you are a Cosmic Moments member, head over to the module where we do the chakra balancing for the heart and the solar plexus. Now, the reason why you want to be working with these chakras in your Leo full moon meditation or ritual is because when we're not mindful, we may ear into the space of arrogance instead of confidence. Now, Leo is a very confident sign. However, if it is not based from the intention of love, if your seeds are not planted in an open heart space, well, it can be perceived as arrogance. However, if you're leading from the heart, if you're practicing heart coherence, it is always going to be confidence. The reason why we cultivate that power in the solar plexus is because this is where our personal fire is held. Now, Leo is a fire sign, so we want to stimulate that. We want to cultivate that in a space that is going to support us instead of burning us out or burning bridges. We want to create this beautiful warmth fire within us that is a space of growth and a space of encouragement and support. And so the Bij mantras or sound mantras for the solar plexus is Ram, Ram, R-A-M, and for the heart, it's Yam, Yam, Y-A-M. And when we chant these sound vibrations, we're igniting these centers. In yogic philosophy, the archetype of Ganesh, this elephant god, is called upon to remove obstacles. So in this full moon meditation or full moon ritual that you may practice, you may want to call upon this archetype to support you in becoming clear on which obstacles need to be removed, or just supporting you in removing obstacles to gain that success. So the mantra for Ganesh is Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. And it's believed that chanting this mantra ensures success in all the new ventures, and it removes obstacles from the path that's leading to success. Now, the shadow side of the Leo full moon. Okay, so when we look at a Leo, you know, or any star sign, we have positive aspects and we have negative aspects. And that's with every sign and with every person. You know, we have our light side, we have our shadow side. And it's important to really take heed and take note and not judge either side. Now, this Leo full moon joins an aggressive Mars in a fixed sign. So qualities of aggression, arrogance, violence may come up or come to the forefront. And it's important here to implement those self-tracking, to implement ownership of your own shadows and emotions during this period. And if you need support in understanding how to do this or what this means, I do encourage you to join my 21-day Cosmic Mind Shift. If you head over to cosmicmoments.com, I'll put the link in the show notes again, and you can connect with me personally and join our collective support community and move through these concepts and learn how to self-track, learn how to own your emotions and to shift emotions, because emotions is only energy in motion. During this lunar cycle, it's especially important to use patience, personal responsibility, and self-control to avoid anger and impulsiveness, which may cause harm to you and others. It's important to track your emotions rather than projecting them, and to be sure to implement anger management tools in uncomfortable or fiery interactions. There is scope for things to get blown out of proportion, so use these tools so that they don't. It's a time to harness more compassion and patience and unconditional love towards people that have not learnt these tools of self-tracking, and as a subsequent reaction may express unwarranted emotions or frustrations of anger towards you. However, I want to caveat that by saying it is not okay to tolerate abuse. It is not okay to have your boundaries crossed because someone is unable to manage their own emotions. So this is really a time where you are able to be confident in communicating from a space of love what your boundaries are and what is okay and what you are willing to tolerate to support others in their growth. I hope this has made sense. I hope this has brought light to whatever emotions may be erupting during this cosmic moment of the Leo. If you would like to learn more about the offerings I share, head over to Cosmic Moments. I have a women's embodiment practice coming up, a sacred cacao ceremony that is on the 7th of February. Early bird tickets are still available, and it's in the Gold Coast. I'd love to have you there. We'll be working with this feline energy, this beautiful Leo energy. I'll also be hosting a retreat in May, now that retreat spaces are flowing again in Australia. Myself, Burr, and Monique will be guiding you through a medicinal ceremony using shamanic philosophy and healing to be guided through a process of exponential growth and healing. That's going to be happening in May. If you'd like to have more information about that, head over to the show notes and connect with me via Instagram for more details, or check out the website cosmicmoments.com. For all genders, there is Cosmic Breathwork that I'll be hosting in February in Burley. Again, check out my website for more details. Thank you for listening to Cosmic Moments. If this has been insightful, please share it. Share it on your Instagram. Tag me, Chanel Denton, and I'll tag you back. And thank you. Thank you so much. I do believe that by sharing these insights and information, we can raise the vibration together and have more compassionate understanding of each other.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.